Tennessee's plan to encourage video game publishers to record their musical scores here is facing criticism from union officials. They say the state is opening a door for cheaper, non-union musicians willing to work for lower wages. WPLN's Jay Shaw reports.
Tennessee is a right-to-work state, so entertainment companies can legally hire any musician they wish. But film and television companies that come to Nashville have historically worked under union agreements. Video game publishers haven't been as accommodating.
It's that respect for musicians that is getting lost in the world of video games, unfortunately.
That's Dave Pomeroy, president of the Nashville chapter of the American Federation of Musicians. He says video game companies have been far more willing to go abroad to hire musicians, often at discounted wages.
You can go to Prague or Bratislava in Eastern Europe and pay pennies on the dollar, and they're trying to turn Nashville into that kind of industry, which is very destructive.
Pomeroy is upset that the state of Tennessee recently opened its fund for film and television production to video game companies. That means they are now qualified to tap into the $5 million in tax rebates set aside for the entertainment industry. But Pomeroy says the typical union musician gets about $125 an hour in pay and benefits for a session, while non-union musicians receive about $75 an hour, with no contribution towards their health or retirement. The union is hoping to get video game publishers to pay better wages voluntarily. If not, they want state lawmakers to get involved. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Jay Shaw.